Hello and welcome to another episode of the Mighty Movie Pod.
Oh my god.
My name is Ryan.
I'm tired.
And we're back with another thrilling edition straight into your ear holes, episode number 97. What's going on, dude?
You have no idea the journey we went through to start this.
Hey, I had some thoughts running through my head.
My co-host is out of his mind.
We always do a warm-up conversation.
Some of it
ends up at the end of the podcast. Sometimes it doesn't.
Yeah.
But you know what? The fucking neurons were firing off.
Dude, it was weird because we were talking about something totally different. Then you were just like, this is making me angry. And I was like, wow, I thought we were talking about the night before, but okay.
J.K. Rowling sucks.
She does.
I know this.
Yeah, I know.
But I also like Wizard video games. You want to know? Actually, I don't know if I do or not.
Here we go.
I don't know if I do. They haven't made any good ones.
No, they didn't. They have a Quidditch game,
they had
right?
A Quidditch. They had movie tie-in games, but they weren't the same.
No.
You know, the GameCube era shit.
No, right? Licensed games, especially at that era, games were mostly
Yeah, there's no Jedi. Star Wars is a bad one to pick because there's
Jedi Academy and KOTOR and pod racing and X-Wing.
It doesn't matter.
And TIE Fighter.
Again,
and
I will say.
War, and I'm going to keep going.
Within reason, I try to make equitable purchasing decisions.
Equitable.
I don't know. You know, I don't buy Nestle water, you know, or whatever new stuff.
He wants to own all the water.
I want to own all the water. Dude, I'm not talking about this. Fuck J.K. Rowling. I'm playing that game. That's all I'm going to say. I dude, fuck her. Why do I care what she thinks?
He's not done talking about
I'm sorry. We are allies here. We talk about social issues on this podcast all the time.
It's true.
And we're on the right side of history, okay?
Yes. Yeah, yeah. We're doing it right over here.
But I'm playing that game.
Yeah. People will remember the Mighty Fish podcast, boys.
Fuck J.K. Rowling. That's all I'm saying.
J.K. Rowling sucks the worst. Ryan, couple questionable decisions. Yeah. I don't endorse his thing, but he has been an ally the rest of the time. I'm willing to get rid of one thing.
Fuck me. We're back. Hopefully. For the first of many this year.
Yeah.
As we get back on track.
We're trying to get this back in the
wheels.
This
year's
going to
be better, though, I think.
This year's going to be way better.
Like, bad.
I think we've said that before.
We have. But bad in terms of, like, oh, God, the Disney's never going to stop.
Yeah.
But, again, at least things to constantly keep us on our toes.
I was thinking about that the other day, though, that it's not so much, like, comic book movie fatigue or Star Wars fatigue. I think it's just straight up Disney fatigue.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, they own everything.
Oh, God, more Disney movies, you know? Yeah. I saw a trailer today, Ryan, that I was going to propose to you when we were doing shit earlier. It's called Renfield. Stars Nicholas Holt and Nick Cage.
Oh, shit.
And it's
the Battle of the Knicks.
And it's... It really is because Nick Cage plays Dracula.
Oh shit!
And Nicholas Holt is playing Renfield, and
is that like Alucard?
No, Renfield. Renfield's in the book. He's the guy that first got messed up by Dracula.
I was just about to
say. The guy who ate the bugs and shit.
I was just about to ask the stupidest question ever.
Sorry if I keep clearing my nose and you can hear it. I'm having allergies lately.
Yeah, allergies.
I'm going to sneeze all over you and let you wonder for the rest of time if it's
I was going to ask the dumbest question. I was going to be like, is that like the character that Daniel Radcliffe played? That was Frankenstein.
That was Frankenstein, and he played Dr. Frankenstein. You fucking idiot.
Speaking of terrible people. That was a
Max Landis joint. Yeah. Was it Frankenstein? No, that was the Aaron Eckhart one.
Yeah. This was like, because this one had to do with like the not Frankenstein guy, I thought.
It was more about, it was Dr. Frankenstein. It was less about the creature, I think, and more about the relationship between Frankenstein and his dime store
and
Watson.
And that guy, the Watson,
I think. I don't know.
Who knows? I watched it
once and like don't even remember it.
Okay, but this Nick Cage Dracula movie, I'm in for it.
It's set in the modern day. And
why wouldn't it be?
And like Renfield's going around and just, he's just been, I'm guessing, immortal the whole time, just hauling dead bodies in there. And it looks like a typical weird B movie Nick Cage thing going on, dude. He's just, Renfield, bring me a, I want a bus, bring me innocence. I want a bus full of cheerleaders.
A bus full of virgins.
Yeah. Yeah. Stuff like it's. And he's like, the trailer starts out with him going to group therapy kind of situation. And he's talking about how overbearing his boss is. Mm-hmm. And you're going through the group therapy session through him with most of it. And he's like, oh, so he's really overbearing. He's like, kind of. He's like in my head. And they're just like, oh, I know what that feels like. He's like, I doubt, you know.
It's like, boom, boom, boom. This summer.
This summer. Nicholas Hoult.
I just feel like my boss stop is eating bugs. Sucking the life out of me.
Anyway.
That era of trailer was the best, but anyway.
Dude, it really was. Dude, we need to get back there, dude, instead of just epic music.
Where it's, and I would say where it's more of like a tone piece.
Yeah.
But every tone, every movie tried to have the same tone.
No, yeah, I was going to say there were so many movies that came out that did not have the tone of that trailer. Yeah, and right. Like you're watching and you're like, this isn't funny at all. Or like, this isn't...
This guy has AIDS.
What was it, Wonderland, where they set up the trailer like it was
Adventureland?
Where they put it out there like it was one of the Apatow comedies.
Yeah, it's like Superbad or anything.
And then you watch
it
and you're like, no, this is just an indie flick. It's kind of funny, but it's not.
But it's mostly an indie, shitty indie fucking romantic drama
thing. Yeah.
Yeah. Ugh, God. Yeah. There's a Sebastian Stan. I think I talked about it in the podcast. Like that movie just keeps coming out over and over and over again. God. Anyway, yeah. Adventureland, like that was a turning point in how much I hated the
formula,
the bait and switch indie formula. That's why I had such a strong reaction to that. But yes, that is the thing. Anyway, that seems cool. When's that coming out?
February or March.
Sick. February movies are the best.
I think.
Boom. Plane. Plane. I was just about to say Olympus or Angel Has Fallen.
Yes.
Was a February movie. Of course, talked about on the podcast.
No, it was funny. I was watching the trailer for it. It was on something I was watching today. And I was like, February is really Ryan's month.
It, you know?
Most people despise the January February season.
You know what it is? It's just Gerard Butler, man. Can't get enough of him. Watch fucking Gods of Egypt the other day. Fucking great. Yeah. I don't know what to say.
Would you have like a whole day to do nothing?
No, I have no time at all. That's what I make it for, the Jer-Bear.
Can't do anything else. Too much Jer-Bear time.
Jerry Bear's on the screen, you make the time.
Ryan right now is wearing a Gerard Butler t-shirt that says I heart Jerry Bear. And it's just a giant picture of Jerry Bear.
The plane looks cool.
Renfield looks cool.
Quantumania is also coming out.
Yeah.
We're finally going to hang on before I understand fatigue.
No,
however,
somebody pointed out something to me that made me very angry today that I did not notice. It's called Ant-Man Quantumania. Spell Quantumania. It's literally right in there. And I was just like, wow, you think they would have capitalized those letters?
Yeah. Well, dude, they made the third Bad Boys movie, Bad Boys for Life.
Yeah.
And they're making a fourth
one. They're making a fourth one now. Yeah.
Fucking idiots. pick another name. Be like, have some faith you'll make a fourth, right?
That's Terminator 6. They're going to bring back the Terminatrix from Terminator 3, and it'll just be Terminator 6.
Yes.
No, wait, no. There's already 6 Terminator movies, aren't there?
Do not ask me. Terminator 1,
Terminator 2, Terminator 3, Terminator Salvation, Terminator Dark Genesis, Terminator fucking John Connor's a Terminator. So, yeah, there's 6 already. Fuck! I ruined my own joke.
I saw the newest, the one with the
where Sarah Connor's
Mexican
back.
Girl, yeah.
Yeah, the Mexican girl. She really, really hates automotive machines.
Yeah, yeah. The robots put
their robot battery, arms, those yeah. damn robot arms.
I liked that movie fine, if I remember correctly.
It was all right.
We have an episode on it. I think we should go back and see how I felt about stuff.
Yeah, we should do a deep dive. That's what we'll do for episode 100. Yeah, we'll do a deep dive.
Do we still feel
ourselves.
The same way about all these movies? Yeah. It's just like, Josh is just like, I fucking love Spider-Man Homecoming with passion.
It's my favorite movie
Hans
ever.
Zimmer, genius, actually, the more I think about it.
Oh, God damn it.
And, you know, and I don't know, what do I hate? I love RoboCop now. I don't hate RoboCop, but
I don't think we even talked about RoboCop. I think that's just come up a lot, and you're just like, I don't get it. It's fucking dumb.
I get it.
No, you
I
don't
understand the movie, and I'm like, yes. Obviously, a lot of these practice, like, dude, they're never gonna load one guy down with 100 squibs like that again. That shit is insane.
Oh, I topic closely related to that I wanted to talk
okay.
about.
Okay. But I wondered like, why does this like with Ghostbusters, I get it.
Yeah.
But with this, I'm just like, why does everybody like, this is a movie that should have came out. Everybody went, that was pretty cool. Like any of the other action movies at the time, and they fucking forgot about it. Like, it's nothing special about it. I don't get it. I think it's just like, why? Why does everybody care about RoboCop so much? Like, it's fine. It's pretty good, but it's not any better or worse than Hounds. No, not that one. What's the one where his sidekick's a zombie? Fucking
that was Dead City.
Yeah, Dead Heat.
God, that movie's fucking bomb.
Dead Heat is like, why isn't Dead Heat like a fucking
came
big
out
deal,
after
right?
after?
And I understand, RoboCop, but I'm saying like. Why does everybody still talk about RoboCop? I don't understand.
You know, it's the irony that pleases me the most about this, where I was like, I just don't understand why everybody's saying, finally, the best Spider-Man, finally, a real yes, Spider-Man, yes. when he's the same fucking dude in red and blue making jokes and flipping around shit. Oh, but he's really a kid. He's 22 years old. He's not a real kid. Anyway.
Yeah. Just for the record, I like RoboCop. It's fine. But
no, you don't.
But
you fucking hate RoboCop.
What the fuck? This is what we're all
this
like,
is what we're doing
holding up is like some of the best whatever.
Well, it's those assholes that are just like, you can't do this to the Ghostbusters.
You can't do Ghostbusters.
I wept in Ghostbusters Afterbirth, when there was a zombie CGI fucking Harold Ramis. They dug up Harold Ramis's corpse and
yeah.
God damn.
God, the love they showed for him by using his
likeness after he's dead. Oh, it just, oh, what brilliant artistry. God fucking damn it.
That movie was.
This goes back to what I was talking about, that Indiana Jones trailer.
Yes.
And I was just like, no, fuck you. You're not, no, I won't let you keep doing this. This is an abomination.
Well, we'll find out this year, won't we?
Yeah.
That'll be fun.
Yeah.
We weren't doing this when the last Indiana Jones came out, so.
No, we weren't. Oh, yeah, dude. I don't.
No. I don't think we
knew each other.
Maybe. Maybe not. I mean, just depends when it came out. Right. So, whatever. Yeah, there's a lot of stuff coming this year. We're going to try to keep more on top of it because then, if we don't, we end up in situations like this where we're months past on some stuff, fairly recent on other stuff. And unfortunately, they have to live in the same episode, which is shitty.
We got other things to talk about, though. And I suggest that we devote as little time as is possible to these two fucking...
Just one. There's only one.
Is it just the one?
It's just the one.
Did we talk about Black Adam?
We did. That's the last episode.
Thank fucking God.
Yeah, we already talked about
it. Oh, God. I completely forgot we talked about that movie. Thank God. Yeah, I've been dreading doing this because I didn't want to fucking talk about that movie.
No, we already did Black Adam.
All right. That kind of derails what I was going to talk about because it was going to segue from one to the other. No, that's right, because that announcement hadn't even been made. Henry Cavill's going to do 40K stuff now. He's trying to get a movie and a show put up. And I'm a little skeptical about it. Everybody's acting like, oh, it's great. Here we go. And I'm like, The Witcher, guys. It fucking sucked. Yeah. The Witcher's terrible. And
a big name can get behind anything with good intentions, but doesn't have the capital.
Yeah,
I
remember, you know, the Super Mario Brothers, the original Super Mario Brothers movie, the Super Mario Brothers movie The Halo show.
God, yeah. Had Spielberg behind it.
Yeah. Should have had Peter Jackson behind
it. I could not do it with that show. Just nothing like, oh, God, I love Halo so much and they're doing my boy wrong. No. It just sucked.
Yeah. No, it's just a bad show. Jesus Christ. But yeah, dude, so I'm a little skeptical about it. And I'm like, also, it's got to appeal to a larger audience. And you were talking about the squibs and stuff.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, that movie, the genre of 40K really lives in that 80s Paul Verhoeven mentality. You know, early James Cameron, Aliens, you know, Terminator, RoboCop, Total Recall. It lives in that world where no one just gets shot and it's a little bloody. You get shot with a normal gun and your chest just explodes.
Yeah.
You know, it's that and it's torture and humanity's not the good guys. And I'm just like, are they going to tone down all the, like, yeah, humanity's a horrible tyranny, you know? Are they going to tone all that down? Because, I mean, it does have to make money. So it has to appeal to a general audience. So I'm trying to approach it with a little bit of more skepticism than just like, Henry Cavill's attached, it's going to be the best.
Yeah,
no,
sure.
There's a give and take that's got to be there, and you got to pick your poison. Because
at how great all the Superman movies were. Like, fucking, who cares? Like, I get it. People liked The Witcher. I didn't give a shit about
people didn't like the People liked The Witcher until the last season, and now everybody's mad and hates The Witcher.
I watched that first season, and I forgot I watched it.
I did, too, until all this Witcher news started happening, and I was just like, oh, yeah, well, what happened with The Witcher? Like, I didn't even watch the second season.
I don't know. They made a thing. It sucks. They're bringing Liam Neeson. Fucking Liam Hemsworth in. Nobody cares.
It should be Liam Neeson. Yeah, right.
Nobody cares anymore. Move on with your life. I'm right. Like, okay, cool.
Yeah. Oh,
I'll file that under whatever. The
Blood Origin movie sucks. I'm not surprised. You know, like,
yeah.
I don't know. It's a Netflix thing. Netflix, for every one good thing Netflix puts out, they put out like 900 other bad things.
Hear me out, Josh. Here's an interesting idea. How about instead of finding what pre-existing IP you can use to make into a different medium, they like write a movie that's like, original
Your original doesn't work anymore, Ryan.
Nobody
we gotta use licensed properties, man. Look how big the Marvel's movies are.
I just realized we do have more than one movie to talk about. We watched Violent Night.
We did watch Violent
Night. That's not technically an original property because Wunderklaus has been around for a long time.
Nico Munder. Fucking badass. I really wanted Violent Night versus Krampus movie. I
would
hate
be
that
the best.
About myself.
Be the crossover, everybody.
Right, right.
Yeah, that's some 80s. That's some.
That's
good,
some classic 80s fucking sequel bullshit, yeah. Dude. Freddy versus Jason.
Freddy versus Jason. There you go.
Fucking.
And they should set it in
demonic
space.
Toys versus Doll Man. You know, fucking the good shit.
Set it in space, coward.
Set it in space, coward. You won't.
You won't. Yeah, like
no balls.
Elon takes his idiots to Mars. And they have kids, and Santa's like, fuck, and has to go, and so does Krampus.
He's drinking the whole way out there.
They both fucking break down on the moon and have to
battle. Elon's little shithead kid with what's-her-face.
He's got so many kids.
Wants Elon and the singer chick.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Elon and the singer chick
Grimes?
Are terrible goddamn pick. Grimes, is it Grimes? Mm-hmm. I don't remember. Sia, whatever.
Sia?
Pink.
I thought Sia was...
Is it Sia or is it Sia?
I think it's... I don't know. Who cares?
Anyway, no, what happens is, and the kid's like, God, my parents suck, they're rich douchebags, I wish they were dead. And then here comes Krampus. Mm-hmm. But he's been a good boy, so here comes Nickelmunder.
But wishing they were dead, see, do you not remember Krampus? Wishing they were dead was the bad thing.
Well, that was a bad thing, yeah. So you need a kid, you need an evil but kid, you need an evil kid and a good kid.
Mm-hmm. His twin brother, though.
Yeah, his twin brother with another equally long set of initials that all add up to Bill.
To Billiam. Yeah. There's William and Billiam.
It's William and Billiam. But I need that good old throwback. You know, maybe throw in the dude from Mandy in there, too.
Sure.
Nick Cage's character.
Yeah. They all get together and have a romp.
Just doing fucking hell cocaine and fighting Krampus.
I still haven't watched the trailer for Cocaine Bear.
You really need to. We're going to do that as soon as
we
get out of here.
All right. Fair enough. Okay. I'm keeping this shit on track.
Yes.
Okay.
Do you no? We start with the one we don't want to talk about first. Get that the fuck out of the way.
Avatar 2: The Way of Water. Correct. What did you think of Avatar 2?
The Way of Water. Avatar 2: The Waste of Time.
Oh, and print.
And we're done.
Run it. Yeah.
Anyway, Violent Night. It's an excellent movie.
Violent Night is pretty good.
No, all right. Avatar: The Way of Water, a film that I remember absolutely nothing of, other than I just kept sitting there being like, "Yeah, I saw Blue Planet. I saw that." Like, there is that movie actually made me appreciate some of the fucking meandering and stretching for time, and you know, fucking masturbatory. Look how cool my cartoons look.
Sure.
That went on in the first movie where it's like, yeah, you're in a jungle. There's a landscape. You can get floating islands and vine cities and, you know, a big fucking glow stick tree and a giant bear tiger that has a hammerhead shark head. That's dope as shit. This movie was like, oh, they're whales.
But their mouths open.
They got
extra
fins and they got like two more eyes.
Yeah. Every animal has four eyes. I don't know why.
Like, reefs look like reefs. Yeah. Coral looks like coral.
It was the ocean.
It's the fucking ocean. It wasn't like some kind of super ocean or something, you know, where it's like, oh, man, we can't get in that water. Only special Na'vi can swim in this water.
Yeah, they didn't go into, like, a weird underground cave where all the lights come from the bioluminescence.
Yeah, or like
on the ceiling. And
or, like, the ocean's made out of mercury or something like that. No, it's just the fucking water. Mm-hmm. And then then Emperor Palpatine has survived somehow.
Somehow.
And is just like,
at least they explain it. Oh, he is actually just a clone with his.
Oh yeah, I forgot. No, James Cameron can't just suddenly explain anything. He's just like, so this is why you're still alive.
Okay, talk into the camera and explain to yourself why you're alive. Don't forget to tell yourself exactly what your motivations are if you should die and who to blame. Yeah.
I thought the animation was bad in this one. Everybody keeps saying it's good. It was floaty and weird. There's one scene in particular that I was like, that's two CGIs fighting each other. Like, I was thinking about Transformers because it's this scene where one of the Na'vi dudes is grabbing one of the Na'vi kids and they do the kick to the back of the knee so they'll drop down on one knee. I remember Prime doing that on the big tractor one in the first movie. And there was like weight behind the kick. It was one of the rare times Transformers actually looked like they weighed anything. And in this one, it's like, it's really floaty and air, and there's a lot of movement like that. It just didn't look fucking good to me at all.
It was actually a little more uneven.
Lighting and everything.
Yeah, it was a little uneven in terms of quality, which I find weird because they had, 13 years to work on it or whatever. Who knows what work... Like,
the water
looked
good.
Yeah, of course.
Congratulations.
Yeah. A lot of stuff looked good. But I said when I talked about in this very podcast before this movie came out, every movie looks good. Endgame cost $1 billion to make.
Yeah.
Am I ever sitting there scrutinizing certain CGI aspects of Endgame? No.
Because I was
emotionally, but it doesn't matter because you're emotionally invested in the characters and the story.
No, I mean, yeah, like I feel bad for these overworked CGI artists and the people that ripped them apart for some of their scenes not looking so great.
Ant-Man's in the background when he was supposed to be somewhere else.
But you're invested in the characters of the thing. And this one, they just had fucking 40, they had fucking 87-year-old fucking Sigourney Weaver voicing a 17-year-old.
And it's a movie that nobody fucking remembers that was serviceable story-wise. Yeah. This one is lacking even more than that in the story department. Sure, they're cranking up the visuals, I suppose. But again, technology's come a long way. And thanks in part to a lot of the work that they did on that.
Oh, yeah.
One.
Yeah.
The jump from Jar Jar Binks to fucking Avatar is insane.
Oh, yeah.
Right? So, like... But, and like I said, I don't think the jump between these two movies, even though it's over a decade, is going to be that impressive. And it's better. But is it blow my socks off, watch a movie with almost no story?
Waited 13 years to watch it.
That's way too fucking long. and as I've put several times, I find to be extremely off-putting. I do not like the look of the characters. They very much creep me out.
They're really weird, you know, and it's weird because I thought going into like Battle Angel Alita, I would feel that way. Mm-hmm. I didn't at all. I liked her a lot.
You want to know what it was? They made the person feel like a character. There was, like, again, the problem, Sigourney Weaver voicing a child.
Yeah.
That it's something completely unnecessary. Going
Why
wrong.
Did she have to voice the kid?
Zoe Saldana's character is just shrieking the entire movie.
Yeah, she had at least some kind of thing to do in the first movie, and in this one, she just screams.
The kid with the whale and talking to the other sea kids, that's the only time I had even a little bit of like, watching characters interact with one another.
The kids were the best part of the movie. Like, and I mean, the youngest one was obvious, was just a plot device, but honestly, I liked the little one a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Older brother was kind of a blank slate, just like his dumb fuck dad.
Yeah.
But the fucking tree messiah baby, Sigourney Weaver's character, she was interesting. I wanted to explore her and what was happening to her a lot more.
Sure.
I'm down for Avatar Muad'Dib.
Because I liked they're like fucking dance around her and the tree rituals and all this shit. And then you bring in the humans. They're like, she had a fucking seizure, bro. Like, fucking relax. That was kind of interesting. But again, grasping at straws here.
Yeah. And then the kid with the whale, the whole Free Willy storyline. Yeah. I was down for that. I liked the kid. He was put upon. And it's, you don't get enough time to do that shit because he's got to spend more time like, look how cool it looks when they swim underwater with the whales. Mm-hmm. You can't see anything like this here. Watch a David Attenborough fucking documentary, you fucking savages.
But what's the story?
What's this fucking? What is the story? No, it's just
that's it's the most just, inside fucking joke I know, I've right? ever made on
what's
this.
What's the story? Watch Lego Masters, guys.
Watch Lego Masters. You'll get it.
Yeah, you'll get it real quick. No, it's just it's a pointless fucking movie. It is a pointless fucking movie. He waited 13 years to make, and I don't care.
Watching the marketing, I kept saying, like, I'm forgetting who the characters even are because, like, they're making it seem like this, like, it's this big. And then this movie starts, and it's like, here we go recapping it. I'm Jake Sully, and I hate people, and they're here to fuck me up now. And I'm like, oh, this is just the sequel to Avatar. Yeah. They're not doing anything interesting.
No.
And then they're going to, dude, I don't know. Some people were talking about, like, oh, man, the end, it's just action-packed. It's just going and going, and it looks great. And I'm like, there's dudes on boats like dropping depth charges, and then they fought on the boat three separate times.
They got off the boat. They got on the boat. They got back on the fucking boat. They got back on the boat.
And then fucking, they're swimming with the bioluminescence. And that's cool. I didn't give a fuck about anything that was going on.
I thought it was really funny that once the tribe that went with him got their revenge for fucking spiking the whales.
Yeah.
They were just like,
disappeared.
Yeah, they just fucked off. And then it was just him handling his stupid fucking blood feud with fucking numbnuts.
With numbnuts, yes.
Fucking not Arlie Ermey.
Yeah.
It's...
Fuck. And then I love... Yeah, I love that it's just like, all right, my consciousness is in this clone here. Oh, no.
I'm not him.
Oh, no, it's my son. But I'm not him. I don't care. I'm just the thing that makes a person the person. Oh, no, I guess I do care. Well, bye. The fuck? This movie sucks, dude. The first one is much better.
Like, dude, and that kid, that's insane. The human kid, put on some fucking pants, dude.
Nah, I mean,
put on some fucking pants.
Whatever. I mean, no. I feel bad for
and
the
your
actor, I guess.
Stupid fucking dreadlocks, your fake dreadlock wig. You look like you bought that at Spencer's Gift, you ass.
I feel bad for the actor, I guess, but in the world, it was not the most ridiculous thing.
He was right by both sides. Someone should have taught him about pants. He's a little fucking Navi weeb.
Yeah, he was. Yeah, sure. But do you blame him? There were kids, Navi kids. He was stuck around fucking adults. Whatever. Who
it
cares?
Doesn't make any sense. Like they weren't fucking.
And then it was so funny. Dude, they expected you to remember, and I guess I did, so fuck me, right?
Yeah, I was going to say, why are you complaining? You remember.
Yeah,
dude.
They expected you to remember, like, Zoe Saldana's character. I don't remember any of the fucking names except for Jake Sully. Was like, he needs to be with his own kind. I don't like him. And then you're like, oh, okay. And then it never comes up again until the very end. She's like, I'll kill him. And I was like, oh, yeah. I guess she will? Question mark? shoulder shrug, looking at my watch.
Yeah.
Are we going to get done with this
soon? Like characters you've been with the whole time you're supposed to. I don't fucking care.
We just got up and left. Slowed down as we were exiting.
Yeah. We pretended to take our time.
Because the weekend was playing.
Yeah, the weekend was playing. And the weekend got me like, ooh. But, no, dude, I just, they had all these deaths of characters that we'd been in the whole movie with. And I was like,
yeah, the kid.
Oh, there goes that one. Yeah. Well, the kid, some of the other characters and stuff. Like, I know one of the tribes dudes that died at the beginning of the movie was in the first one, I think. Oh. And I was like, ugh.
Oh no, that guy.
Oh no, that guy. Yeah, that was a lot of that movie. It's just, I don't know. There was so much interesting shit that they could have done to develop the world of Avatar.
Sure.
What's the name of it? Pandora.
Pandora.
Just do the world of Pandora, like fucking the Way of Water. Uh-oh, the Water Tribe ain't like falling in with Jake Sully being the king of the Navi people. Yeah. You know?
Also, but and that was the other thing. Like, they kept, I don't know, it was weird. It's a direct sequel. They make like several, like, first of all, the bad guy is the same bad guy. Mm-hmm. They like make sure you know these are all the same people and all the same shit and this and that. And then they talk about some shit like shit in the first one never happened.
Yeah.
Like, right? Like, it was so bizarre.
Ugh.
Like, the avatars, wasn't like they could smell them.
Yeah.
Like, they knew they weren't real. There was like a whole thing about that. And then in this one, it's like, well, their finger, they have too many fingers.
Yeah, too many fingers.
That's how we know.
Well, like, also, I was wondering about that because the kids are half-breed.
Sure. The kids. Yeah. But the clones.
But Jake Sully and the troopers, yeah.
Yeah, but the clones and everybody and Jake and everybody, like.
Well, the clones had like nothing to do with the tribes. Like, they were like, oh, we're going to use you. We're going to infiltrate using you guys and stuff. You know, you're our special ops team. And
yeah, because the world won't feel you coming. And yeah. I was like, no, I thought in the first one they specifically talked about that they were able to know if you were an avatar.
Well, and that's the thing. Like I feel like the tribes know it, but nobody else. No, not the planet that's supposed to be alive or whatever.
Yeah,
the fucking tree's dead. Yeah.
Yeah, but there's other trees.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We found that out. Yeah.
Just don't, dude.
Fucking.
Again, even if I wanted to be like, oh, I'm into this world, it gives me almost nothing.
No, there's like, nothing there.
Yeah, I don't understand what the appeal is.
It's fucking terrible. And what bothers me the most is I've heard people be like, it's better than the first one. I'm like, I fucking
I don't even like the first movie,
and I want to go like, hold the phone, dude.
It makes the first one look like, wow, they really cared about writing this story.
He had 13 years and he had help.
To think of any compelling idea other than like a man loves his family, am I right? Wow, his priorities sure have changed. I'm like, since he gave up on his whole race.
Since he gave up
on
his family.
For some avatar tale, literally. or some Navi. What the fuck are they called? Navi? Whatever.
I don't care.
I didn't care for it. I didn't find it. I didn't find it as like insufferable as you did. It was certainly long and certainly
that's what made me the most angry was there's maybe an hour worth of story in that movie.
Yeah.
And it is almost 3.5 hours long.
It is, but you know, that's one, as I always preach on this here podcast, being middle of the road is about as bad as it gets. This is leaning more towards bad, but not in a good way. So.
What tips it from the balance for me is the fact that it's as long as it is and it's as boring as it is.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, yeah, it's not, I really don't know what else to say. I don't understand what the appeal is. Somebody who's like, oh man, I really loved it and this and this and that. I'm like, I don't see it, man. I'm going to have to disagree with you. And objectively, there is some really weird pacing and storytelling issues with this. Yes, CGI looks great.
Yeah.
But CGI looks great. That's just where we're at.
Yeah.
I don't think this... I don't think we're going to see this pushing any needles anywhere else in the industry.
I will praise them for the texture of the water on skin especially, and for the whales. I thought the whales look pretty good.
You know what other...
But other than that...
You know what other fucking films are going to do? Shoot in the water. Like, that doesn't need to be completely CGI. That's just what he wanted to do.
Build a pool.
Yeah. Yeah, Jar Jar Binks didn't need to be a CGI character. They just did that for whatever reason.
Because they could.
Because they could.
Yeah. Now, that's the thing. It's just like 13 years and two writers with you, and you couldn't write a better fucking movie.
No.
How is this possible, sir?
Well, everybody went and saw it, and they're going to make another one, yeah. And I'm going to go see it, and we're going to bitch and complain about it.
No, I'm not. No, I'm not. I'm not going. You're going to go see it. I'm not going to go see it.
You're going to go see it.
I quit the podcast.
You're going to see it because I buy the tickets, and then I say, we're going, and then you just go, win.
That was a funny cover. So, want to watch Avatar 2 this weekend? No. Fine.
Yay.
Yay.
When it started, I actually thought there was a chance I was going to like it, and then it went to shit really quickly.
Really, when it started, I was like, oh, no.
Well, that... See, but I thought, like, oh, this is going to be a train wreck. But no, it was... Again, it was just long and boring.
No, dude, just listening to that guy's voice just tells me how boring it's going to be. I
had some kids. I had more kids. And you know it was happy. And then you know what sucks about being happy is that then sometimes you're no longer happy.
Here's my kids.
Avatar 2, fucking Titanfall.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's the other thing too. I was just like, wow, they really love to drive home how awful.
The forest is exploding.
Yeah, dude. And I'm just like, don't we have like in the space program now, like a plan to be like, yo, if we land somewhere, we got to find somewhere where it doesn't disturb the ecosystem and shit. We just go
speaking
like,
of Elon,
mega money.
Speaking of Elon again, fucking, yeah, SpaceX like lands their fucking fuselages again and he reuses them. They don't just cram into the earth and explode. But no, I'm sure by then, while we're making interstellar travel,
yeah,
we just try to blow up the entire landing area.
Yeah, well, I mean, speaking of 40K, I guess, you know?
Sure, yeah, whatever. Fuck it, we don't care. We're just there to get whale blubber.
Yeah, because we can't get... Fucking fuck.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, is this for our lanterns and our lamps back home? It burns real quickly.
See this? It'll make you live to be 475 years old.
It's more to juice.
But why? I don't know. Because
it's a whale. It's a
space we don't want to live here. Well, we can't breathe the air. We're just here to...
No, I love that there was no actual unobtainium thing in this, though. They're just like, that'll fuck you up for days. You walk off, and then he's like, Jake Sully.
Yeah, and it's like, that's all of the animal you use? Like they were fine. It's fine. Kill the space whales, but fucking use the carcass.
Ryan, if you in this house, we eat the whole cow.
True, it's tasty marrow. Yeah, anyway, I mean
Avatar 2.
Don't
do whatever you want.
I would say don't waste your time. Wait until it's at home.
Yeah.
The least, I would not. So at least with that, Black Adam, I think I said still don't watch it. But you can watch this at home. You can take a pee break. You can have as many beers as you want that don't cost $9.
Yeah, right. You're not going to pay fucking $18 for two beers.
That's not enough to get through the movie.
Definitely not enough to get through the movie.
And then you saw it late and they closed the bar. Yeah. God, what a calamity. What a terrible
night.
You go
to go to the bathroom and you're like, you know what? I'm going to hook the boy up. I'm gonna get back in there with a beer. What do you mean the fucking bar is closed? It's 9 o'clock. Oh, my God.
I almost never go to the bathroom during a movie. I went twice. I did not care.
You did, yeah.
I didn't care.
Yeah, I went one time.
Whatever, dude.
I should have gone more times.
I would say, like, well, it proved me right, but I went into it with very little expectation.
Yeah, that's the thing. If you meet my low expectations, fine. If you fall below my low expectations, fuck you. Like, that movie was just aggressively boring, and it was, like, daring me to sit there for 3.5 fucking hours.
Yeah, and by boring, yeah.
Like,
by,
you can't do it. Bet you can't.
And by boring, I think we've obviously gone over it before. By boring,
what the difference is between boring and boring?
Yeah,
for us.
Fucking.
Yeah.
there was explosions and gunfights and all sorts of things happening. And it's
the cinematography shit. The fucking the characters suck. They don't exist, as literally, and the story is just vapid. Fucking how dare you?
It was bad. It was bad. Moving on. Finally, we can get to stuff we want to talk to. I guess we'll talk about Violent Night first, which is something we want to talk to, but fuck, we have a lot to cover. Okay. Violent Night. What did you think of Violent Night?
Fucking, I already went on what I want. I want more Violent Night. I want a fucking Violent Night versus Krampus.
I agree. No, it was really good. I thought it was excellent. It's an odd juggling act that they managed to pull off. It's got weird action movie stuff. It's got bizarre Santa lore mixed with fucking like actual heartfelt Christmas stuff.
Yeah.
And then like a little bit of
a wacky comedy.
Die
Hard like ex-comedy. Yeah. It's got a Die Hard vibe to it with the comedy.
Comedy, a little bit of Ready or Not vibe. Yes. Family, yes. Funny vibes.
Yeah, oh yeah, yeah. Rich Pricks. Yeah. Oh God.
It was
Kiss Me in Front of My Son.
Yeah, the fact that John Leguizamo like literally was like, oh, you're actually Santa. I believe you were actually Santa, and I'm gonna fucking kill you.
Yeah, I'm coming for you.
Because I hate Christmas.
I'm gonna end this shit once and for all.
It's taken itself
as serious as it needs to.
Yeah.
It is not serious at all, but it is very sincere and it works wonderfully.
A nice like I said, just a juggling act, and it pulls it all off very well. Funny opening into some of the more serious stuff. You kind of wonder what's going on.
It's got a wacky, it's got a
heartfelt.
Yeah.
The part in that I hated the most, and it was great, was like, what if Home Alone traps went how they would actually go? And it just fucking makes me cringe, dude. God, I can't stand
so
it.
It's so bad. It's. Yeah, that guy gets fucked up.
Yeah.
So does she.
And I'm like, oh my God. It's good. It's very good.
Yeah.
Whew.
He made a knife out of a candy cane.
He did, yes. It's
fucking great.
A dagger. I
think then he's got Skullcracker, the hammer.
Yeah.
Just covered in fucking woad and fucking Celtic Norse tattoos and shit, dude. I liked that idea that it kind of had the Santa Claus thing where Santa is just someone somebody becomes is what I get, dude.
Yeah.
It's just an essence that takes over whoever. Like, I guess I'm guessing he had some kind of. They didn't really explain
this
how he
was
became
a
Santa.
Viking fucking raider instead of Tim Allen.
Instead of Tim Allen. Yeah. This is the sequel, the prequel to the Santa Claus we never knew you wanted.
Yeah.
David Harbour's knocking it out of the park, being just a better Hellboy than he was in the movie Hellboy. Like,
yeah, I would agree with that.
Just fucking awesome. It's so fucking good.
It's just a good fun time, and like I said, it checks so many boxes.
Excellent use of the chimney magic.
It's not gimmicky. Like it is a Christmas movie. It's not like Jack Frost 2 or something. It's Christmas, but it's horror or something. Yeah. It's just
honestly, it's just a straight up wacky fucking action flick.
Yeah. That has Christmassy shit in it, making it a Christmas movie. It's good. I don't know what to say. They just fucking nailed it. Like, I don't know what else to say.
It's so fucking good, man.
They killed it.
It's just a fun time. It's just fucking fun. You get a Santa you actually kind of root for.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, it's. Because they could have phoned it in with his character or
they
whatever and just made him like a shitty Steven.
Like he also
David Harbour's a good fucking actor.
Yeah.
So.
Well, like they developed him. You see where he's at. You see where he's at at the beginning, where he ends up. You see throughout. She helps with that. That's what I'm talking about.
Little kid's a little annoying, but like, she's a Christmas movie kid. Of course she's going to be
of
that.
Of course.
Way, you know?
She loves Christmas.
Yeah. The dad killed me. The dad was great. I loved their version of Krampus.
Yeah. Well, I also...
It's time to die.
I also love that... that he like embezzled a bunch of dirty money from his own family, and it turned and like it was like good for him.
Yeah,
like right. What the hell is going on with this movie?
Yeah, dude. No, I thought there was gonna be a different kind of twist with the dad, and I was just like, oh shit.
Yeah.
Okay.
They're like, well, you really showed some chutzpah.
Yeah, I'm almost proud of you. Yeah, then the mom's just like, no, your dad did this to your grandfather, and your grandfather did this to your grandfather. I'm proud of you. And I was just like, what the fuck? This family's fucking shitty.
Yeah.
Oh, also, Beverly D'Angelo returning to Christmas movies. I thought that was a nice callback. Good to see the mom from the Vacation.
Sure. Haven't seen her since Vegas Vacation.
Ain't seen her since the Vegas Vacay. I'm sure she's in a bunch of Hallmark movies.
Probably.
Yeah, excellent movie.
Excellent. It's really all there is to say, I guess.
I'm enjoying John Leguizamo much more in his later years than I ever did when he was younger.
Yes. I think, yeah. Luckily, his performances have been going great because I think he's kind of an annoying guy. I don't know why I think that, but I think so.
I kind of feel that way about him too. I kind of feel that way about him too sometimes. I'm just like, God, you shut up. But he's awesome in John Wick. He's barely in John Wick, but I really like him. He's one of my favorite side characters in the John Wick movies.
Yeah.
And then he's awesome just chewing scenery in this. He's so good in it.
Yeah, fucking so good. So good. All right. Just watch it whenever.
Yes,
you can watch
please.
It, but also make it a, it's going to go on my.
Make it a Christmas tradition.
Yeah. Go on my watch list for the Christmas time with Krampus and Night Before. Fucking, I don't know. Muppet Christmas Carol.
There you go. There you go.
Yeah. Is there any other quick hits you want to get out of the way?
I watched Bullet Train.
Oh, did you?
You didn't.
I haven't gotten around to it now.
Well, we could wait if you want to talk about it more in depth. But the only thing I can really say is Brad Pitt's great in it. I cannot remember the name. He's an older Japanese actor. He plays a father figure, a grandfather in the movie. He's awesome. And then Aaron Taylor Johnson. Is that his name?
Yes.
Godzilla and Kick-Ass and everything?
Kick-Ass, yeah.
He's fucking fantastic. I don't know the guy who plays his partner in it, but he's awesome, too. They're two mercenaries.
Oh, okay.
They're fucking great. It's got a real Smoke and Aces kind of vibe to it, where a bunch of the wrong people all end up in the same place. It's...
And wackiness. There's a lot of...
This one's a little more wacky. Okay. And I know it's. I think it's based on a Japanese manga or a Japanese novel or something like that, and it has that kung fu movie kind of humor to it, and it's mixed with some Western stuff because I think it's based on a book from there, but it's directed by I think the John Wick guy or something.
Oh, okay,
I'm not sure.
I think it was one of the producers directed it or something.
Yeah, it's like one of those times like with Snowpiercer and you know all that other I think Rush Hour same thing where they managed to come together and make something awesome and it's a fucking great movie.
Like Great Wall.
Like the Great Wall.
Yeah.
You know? Yes. Where Matt Damon saves China.
Matt Damon's one of his all-time best performances.
Oh god. We talked about that movie too. Yeah. Oh my god, that movie's so bad, and it's so weird because I remember saying like when you find out all the generals that are in command of the wall, it was just like the Power Rangers. Why is the movie about them? You know, like oh god, I wanted to like that movie. Fuck that movie. No, this isn't like that. This is just a bunch of hitmen. Fucking, it's got everybody. It's got
hitmen and women.
Bad Bunny. Yeah.
Okay.
Bad Bunny's there. I didn't know who Bad Bunny was until that movie. And he looks like a stalk of broccoli.
I know the name, but I don't actually know who he is or what he does.
He looks like, oh fuck, what's his name? Borat.
Sacha Baron Cohen.
Sacha Baron Cohen. He looks like Sacha Baron Cohen in Ali G.
Okay.
Except he's got like a afro.
Okay.
That he shaved around the sides, and he looks kind of like a Muppet.
looks a bit like a Muppet.
I don't mean to be that guy, but when they first showed him, I was like, he looks like Beaker.
I know a guy who looks like Beaker from time to time.
Shut up. That's, I can smell my own, all right? We recognize our own kind.
Game, recognize game.
Game, recognize game.
Oh, no, Jesus.
Yeah, Bullet Time was a good movie. Bullet Train's a good movie. Weird as fuck.
It, yeah.
Just wacky, fun, good, awesome action for being filmed entirely on a train.
Yeah.
Really cool movie.
Pretty sick. I'll have to check it out.
Yeah,
maybe we'll talk about it more.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I wanted to get those two new movies out of the way.
Yeah.
I know it's already been a long time.
Yeah.
And we haven't talked about the elephants in the room.
Yeah.
Rings of Power and Andor.
Yeah.
We will be back with another episode in a few days to a week. I promise.
Yeah.
This isn't one of those empty promises.
No, we're going to, yeah.
With a part two, because unfortunately, I want people to listen. So I don't want this to be a 4-hour episode.
Yeah.
There's a lot to cover with those. Those will be in its own episode coming next. Episode 98 will be those two. But here you go. You got some Avatar. You got some Violent Night. Those are some new movies that came out in theaters. There you go. We're caught up. Sorry. We'll be back with TV, which is secondary. Although these are, these are some bangers. And that might surprise some people with some stuff, but yeah. These are some bangers. So we'll be back next week. Until then, you can find us on all major podcasting apps, including Anchor FM, Spotify, Apple, Google, etc. We are Mighty Fish Productions on YouTube. That is where you can find our original series, Classic Ketchup. You can find all of our shit if you just follow us on Twitter. I don't know how you feel about that, but we're at Mighty Movie Pod on Twitter. That is where you can find
Elon bailed. Now it'll just sink all on its own.
That's where you will find all when any new episodes go up, videos, or when we go live on Twitch.
Why
which,
am I on such an Elon kick?
I don't know. We've been talking about Elon a lot. I don't know.
Yeah.
Or when we're live on Twitch, which we are revamping, and we've been promising it, and it is coming along fucking swimmingly.
Yeah, we've actually been streaming some games.
Yeah, we've been on. We'll start trying to get our socials in order so it's easier to know when we are. But
yes.
The easiest way is if you just go and follow us on Twitch. We are Mighty Fish TV.
Yes.
Mighty Fish TV. We changed it. So we're Mighty Fish TV on Twitch. Follow us on there and follow the socials.
We're trying to be fancy. We're trying to build a network, guys.
Yeah, we're doing things. We got to get our socials in order.
We're popping off in the new media world.
It's true. Yeah, fucking look out for the Mighty Fish NFTs coming your way. Fish coin.
I have laser eye trading cards.
Look, it's Josh is an astronaut. Boo! I have that one ready to go.
Yeah. Oh God, we could do that. You've got me as Black Panther.
True. I got all the bangers. So yeah, it's just at Mighty Movie Pod on Twitter, Mighty Fish TV on Twitch, Mighty Fish Productions on. I might change the YouTube to Mighty Fish TV as well, but we'll see.
That would work.
Yeah, who knows? Yeah. But for right now, fuck, I should stop.
Yeah, let's stop brainstorming.
Speculating on air.
Let's do yeah. Otherwise, it looks like we don't know what we're doing.
Maybe if people send me an email, I'll send them like $10 or something. Maybe? No.
No,
we won't do that.
No.
Thank you so much for listening. Fucking, we'll be back in a few days to 1 week tops. We'll be talking about other stuff. Thank you so much for listening. I have been Ryan.
I am still Josh.
We'll see you on the next one. Bye.
Bye.
Fuck.